In your face.
I have Josh on the line, who is the writer and the performer of Finding Glitter in the Storm, which will be happening at Club Voltaire for Midsummer. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thanks, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
It is an extraordinary title. I just love it. Tell us what the significance is of Finding Glitter in the Storm.
I wanted a title that was positive because I've always used my experiences in life, and there's been some hardships I've been through. Tough childhood, growing up in Byron Bay with parents that had the typical dysfunction, maybe a bit more dysfunctional than normal, and facing some of the issues in a regional area where there's such high unemployment, other kinds of issues like mental health and displacement, homelessness of my father, different traumas that I went through. But I always used my experience, moved out of home at 14 early and put myself through high school, went into uni and used my experience as a positive role model for other people. And I wanted to reflect that storms can reflect light, that there can be glitter on them. In the vulnerability, there's a lot of laughs sometimes. There's things to laugh at. There are moments to be vulnerable and moments to sit back and make fun of or let go or find some other type of light in it.
It's an extraordinary journey that you've been on. I mean, putting yourself through high school at the age of 14 and then being able to write a show about your experiences is truly an amazing experience for the audience.
Yeah, I've called this show in some of my publicity a show for late bloomers because I've been pushing to be an artist for a long time, and I didn't feel like I ever was an artist. Acting was my main interest, but I was dressing a drag at probably 5, 6, 7 years old, wanted a doll and was told I couldn't have it. And I was creative. That was my identity. I was dancing around, making up characters. And when we moved to Byron from Geelong, I stopped doing some of those weak parts, and I lost a bit of that inspiration. I came back to it later in life. It was what drove me back to go to high school, and it's what I did on the side at university. And it wasn't until I suddenly stepped into it and said, I can write this. I got used education as a stepping stone. I've done a diploma in comedy. I've done a creative writing degree. I went to Whopper for a little bit and had my Tony Collette moment and dropped out earlier, but I kept persevering and learning all the skills. So I've really been able to put them into this show and create such a fabulous piece, which inspires other people to do the same, to keep trying and find that resilience within.
And you've got an incredible director in Lachlan Plain. Tell us about your partnership with Lachlan, how all that manifests on the stage.
Yeah, look, I'm a neurodivergent artist. I've been through some complex PTSD, so I should just acknowledge straight up that I'm very lucky to find Lachlan in the NDIS services that are available. I'm acknowledged as a person with disabilities because of those complexities. And Lachlan's a puppeteer, he's a dramaturg, he's a writer, and he speaks my language. So to find a support for my disability with someone that speaks the language of arts, I just feel so blessed. We have constructive dialogue about the show, and I bring the knowledge that I have, and sometimes some of the ideas I have, he might ground me back down and go, I don't know if that's going to work, and sometimes I need to convince him. And I think it was just this week he said, you know what, you're the deviser of this show, and I really have. I've had to wear a lot of hats to get it up on where it is. I'm really proud of what it is, and people like it. They do. They love it.
And there's so many intersections coming together. That must feel incredibly empowering.
What do you mean, intersections?
Well, you talked about disability, queerness, obviously. There's trauma in there. Like, all these bits of your life have intersected, and it's given you this momentum to create this show.
I'm so glad you used the word intersectionality now. I'm a big believer in that. I grew up, I went to uni, I came out at uni, and I was involved with the queer department So I've been involved in a lot of communities. Growing up in Byron was hardship, but there was also political action that I grew up around and a sense of community. We owned a little pirate ship on the boat on the river in Brunswick Heads. Some people might know it's an iconic spot. And I remember my parents fighting for pollution issues down on the river, and that's pretty far from having a disability, but it's another important issue that's in our world that exists. We had a creative moment there where we turned one of the tinnies from the boat hire into a large turd that floated down the water, literally.
Oh, wow. Like
not literally, I misspoke, but it literally looked like it. It was covered in paper mache and it floated down the river, and it was a political statement about pollution. And so when I went to uni and studied humanities, I had a sociological knowledge that I learnt not just in the queer departments. I've worked as a youth worker for 20 years. I have a strong passion about talking about different communities and am a strong advocate for myself just as much as I would be for other people. And that's in the show too, about turning up for myself now.
Tell us more about this pirate ship. It sounds amazing.
Yeah, so it's a small weathered boat, and when I was a child it seemed a lot bigger, and it's a great analogy in the show. I originally had this show titled We Became the Town Pirates, and I've been writing it as a novel. I'm up to Act Two, and it's a lot of chapters, but our family was really well known in Byron. We were part of the culture up there because we owned the pirate ship, but we, on the weekends, we would try and rent out canoes and tinnies. And look, it's a really great analogy for the dysfunction of my family. You know, all those themes about being pirate without actually having to wear pirate patches or anything. But it's an iconic part of Australian history, this boat. It's a place that people come to by the river there in Brunswick Heads when they're in Byron. And I love sharing this bit of history with people.
You must feel exhilarated when you do this show. Like, it sounds like your brain and your emotions and your body must go through so much. Yeah, tell us a bit about the experience of performing it.
I performed it under that last title last year for some friends, some amazing creatives here in Melbourne. And the moments that I believed really shined the most for me and putting on this craft for people, wanting to show off my acting ability, to show off the skills I've been late blooming in life, really were the vulnerable moments, the storytelling moments. And it's brave of me. I want to be a bit selfless in saying that. It's brave of me to sit in them and give permission to sit in them, but also the moments I really love is the clown in me that comes out. There's a clown underneath my vulnerability and my cynicism and my community spirit. I'm cynical in a way that's got some great one-liners in the show. There's some character work. There's some really benign jokes and different elements that all of those skills that I learned in my stepping stones come together really nicely. And it's a nice balance where there's heart, humour and a beautiful message and story moment in history to share with my audiences.
What's the clown like?
The inner clown? I'd say it's the rebel Josh that learned to survive. I had an 11-month younger brother that was just a riot, and he taught me to, I guess, we taught each other to speak up and to just be in our truth. When I came out, I guess I learned that I could be who I wanted to be because he was a rebel before me. And I was like, it doesn't matter what other people think. And that clown comes from the same place.
Well, Finding Glitter in the Storm is happening at Club Voltaire in North Melbourne from January 22nd to the 25th. Josh Moyes, the writer and the performer, it has been wonderful chatting with you today on 3CR.
I want to offer your listeners a discount, Glitter15, in the code. If you can't afford it, get a concession ticket. I'm happy just to fill seats and share this story with people, you know. So please come along if you can.
Absolutely. It sounds like a great production, and I reckon people are going to love it. Josh, thanks heaps.
Thanks so much for having me here. You take care. Bye.
You too. Cheers. Bye.
3CR.